This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon, Terry and everyone. Thank you. Broadcasting live from the Illinois Pork Expo in Springfield. There's a great turnout here today. When I got here this morning, the parking garage was full, so that's usually a pretty good sign that we've got a lot of people here. The trade show floor is full of vendors. I even haven't had a chance to walk around to see all of them yet. And, of course, I even had a chance to catch up with a Montgomery County native, Bill Borgick. I had a chance to talk with Bill about some of the exciting things going on here at Expo, and I even had a chance to congratulate him on his big award he received yesterday.
Phil, great to see you again.
Thank you for coming back to Springfield. Last time we were here was in 83. And so like a lot of things in this business, things cycle back around and we end up doing what we used to do.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here and we're excited to have this closer to home for us at least. Let's start off by having you remind us again where you're from and just a little about your operation.
My wife and I own an operation addressed to Comus, Illinois. We're about halfway between Comus and Raymond, but we have several grower partners in Montgomery County, Christian, and Macoupin County.
And for those that are listening today and they can't be here with us, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Expo. There's a lot of great things happening here.
Being here at Springfield has created a lot of excitement. Yesterday we had legislative reception, so we had our legislators come and join the producers and our allied industry here last night for a great dinner. And then today then we have booths that I think we sold like 50 more booths, 20 more booths than we had last year, so we have some new vendors here. We also have seminars going on this morning, this afternoon. I was participating in one of them this morning, and so the turnout's been really great.
Well, great to hear, and definitely lots of great things here at the Expo. And I've learned that congratulations are in order for you because yesterday you were awarded the Distinguished Service Award. How does that feel to be given that honor?
Humbling and I'm a little apprehensive about it. I do this because I love it. I love working with other pork producers. I love working with the association. So I'm honored to be recognized yesterday with that award.
And the reason for receiving that award, you're obviously involved in several aspects of the pork industry, hosting people on your farm and serving on different boards. So share with us some of the things that you've been doing over the last year and also your time serving on the Pork Council.
Well, as an industry, we recognize that the general public and our government bodies don't know what we do and how we do it and how committed we are to doing the right thing every day. And so I've made a concerted effort then to go out. I've talked to over 60 groups about my operation, my industry, and then we've hosted several groups at our sow farm outside of Nokomis and Raymond. And it just, every time we do it, it exposes a different audience to what we do and how committed that my staff and our grower partners are to caring for the animal and producing a quality protein for our consumer.
Well, we definitely wish you the best and congratulate you on receiving that. Is there anything that we haven't touched on today that you'd like to share with us?
Well, with our staff at Borgic Farms and their grower partners, we continue to grow in the area and are always looking for good grower partners to be part of our team.
Once again, that was my conversation with Phil Borgick here at the Illinois Pork Expo in Springfield. I'll be here the remainder of the afternoon doing some more interviews. And next, you will hear an update from CHS after these messages.
Visiting today with Alan Bailey, who is an agronomy salesperson for CHS out of their Louder location. Alan, one thing you've been working on recently, you've been working on the nutrient loss reduction strategy, and you've got some things you can do to help farmers try to meet that goal. Let's talk about that a little bit and what you guys are working to do.
One of the things that kind of everybody's been talking about this winter at a lot of the meetings has been, how farmers can start working towards goals of the nutrient loss reduction strategy, start making their plans and how they can implement some portion of it onto their farm and get something on every acre here. But here at CHS we've got a variable rate that we can make sure that we're working towards our 4 R's and kind of use that variable rate technology with their dry fertilizer, even with their with our custom applied ammonia and custom applied 28. There's just all sorts of different options, whether it's cover crops. There's a whole lot going on. So.
And preparing for spring season now, so I'm sure you're working on those plans quite a lot lately.
Yeah, we're starting to, you know, get a few things put together, put into place. You know, guys are starting to call in, getting acres lined up for ammonia and for 28 for side dressing. We'll have a couple rigs running for putting side dress 28 on, and trying to get everything put together and going here. So,
you mentioned you had been talking about the strategy at meetings over the winter, and you've actually got another meeting coming up in March. So, share with us what's going to be going on at that meeting.
Yeah, we're having our we call it our March Madness meeting. It's something that's kind of been done here at our location for probably going on at least 15 years that I know of. And it's right there in the middle of March. I know it, you know, depending on the weather, it can be a little tricky, but kind of that chance to have farmers come in right there before everybody gets really busy, and kind of give them a little pep talk on things that we've got going on, products that we've got coming out. You know, we'll have some industry guys here, as well as everybody from CHS, you know, all of our different departments, whether it's our finance, our fuel, transportation guys will be there, as well as all of our, most of our agronomy staff that can help, you know, figure out ways to help farmers be more efficient here during the spring and going into summer. Be having lunch will be provided, and be having some different giveaways and things like that. So just an all-around good good way to spend the midday, and if the weather's really bad, we may spend it into the afternoon too. You never know. So we're kind of getting all those plans put together. I'm actually getting ready to put the postcards out here this afternoon, so guys can start looking for them in the mail, and if they can call into our office to RSVP for it, just to give us a little bit of a head count, that would be great.
And so that meeting will be at the Louder location?
Yeah, it'll be held here at our shop, and at here in the great metropolis of Louder, Illinois. So,
something else going on at that meeting, you're going to be having a giveaway that is part of your Harvest for Hunger campaign.
Yeah, that's something new that we're doing this year. We've done some different things for on the grain side of it, but in the whole month of March, we're going to be selling tickets for a chance to win a iPad Air 2, and we'll be drawn for that on April 1st. So somebody gets a phone call, hopefully they don't think it's an April Fool's joke that they won, but yeah, we'll be, if anybody's interested, they can get them here, get tickets here at our office, or contact any of our salesmen, and we'll be able to get them a ticket via a salesman there. So,
if listeners would like any more information about the meetings coming up or the nutrient loss reduction strategy, who can they contact to ask questions?
Yeah, they can call in here to the office, 217-435-9023, and ask for one of the agronomy salesmen, and they will certainly put you in touch with somebody. My number is, you can call me direct, 217-306-4268, and I can get you in touch with whoever you might need to be talking to if I can't help you. So,
CHS agronomy salesman Alan Bailey. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.